and joining us now on the phone line to talk about what's happening today with the BWL is Steve Sirkane. He's the Executive Director of Public Affairs for the BWL. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. We are ready for whatever nature brings our way.
And tell us about preparations. How many linemen do you have ready to go? What is the utility doing this morning to prepare for the storm?
We just got off of our storm prep conference call of at least 50 people inside the BWL. Just checking off our emergency preparedness list and making sure that everyone who needs to be on call and on standby is ready. We're a much better and different company than we were 2 years ago during the December 2013 ice storm. The BWL has made a multitude of improvements in emergency preparedness, operations, technology, and communications so that if outages occur later today or tonight, those improvements will help get customers' power back on faster.
Yeah, like you said, some improvements definitely when it comes to technology and communications, because when you look at the forecast, the word came out yesterday. At first, it was a winter storm watch, and now it's a warning, of course. But the mindset of people who have lived here at least 2 years, you can't help but think of what happened back in 2013. I mean, that historic ice storm on a number of fronts. So break that down, if you could, Steve. The improvements, technology and communications. How are things different in preparing for this storm compared to 2 years ago?
Well, 2 years ago, we didn't have a number of protocols in place to help us communicate with customers and for customers to reach us. Customers now have four different ways to report their outages to the BWL. Our 877 line, 877-295-5001. They can report their outage through the Outage Center. We have a mobile app, and we have a texting feature. All this information can be found at lbwl.com/outagecenter. Most importantly, we have a real-time outage map. Every 15 minutes, the outage map is refreshed so that customers can find if their area is with power or without power, and it also gives estimated restoration time. So we've improved the way we communicate with our customers and how customers can find out information from us.
And give us on the outage map, give us the website, if you could. How do people get access to that outage map on the website?
Simply go to lbwl.com/outagecenter. The Outage Center link is found right on the front page of the BWL website. That's lbwl.com.
All right, and Steve, we just have we have just about a minute left. When we had this ice storm 2 years ago, J. Peter Lark was the general manager, and now we have Dick Pefley as the general manager as we await this next storm system. How have things been going over the last several months as far as the relationship goes between the BWL and Mr. Pefley? How have things been going there?
Oh, fantastic. Mr. Pefley is a 40-year employee of the BWL. He's had leadership roles in every department from electric to water. He's a true operational staff person and is in the office right now managing our preparation so our customers can rest assured we have strong leadership at the helm in order to prepare for the pending storm and also to lead restoration efforts.
Steve Sirkane, Executive Director of Public Affairs for the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Steve, we'd like to have you back on the show again tomorrow at this same time. Would that be okay? Will you be available at that time?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll give you a call then. We'll have you back on tomorrow. Once again, Steve Sirkane from the BWL. Steve, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You've got it.